This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
U.S. long track speed skaters will continue to try to make the Olympic team today at qualifying trials that are taking place in Milwaukee. The competition on the 400-meter oval at the Pettit National Ice Center comes amid concerns. Those include the United States' lack of international success in the sport and whether there's still much public interest in speed skating, Chuck Kornbach reports.
There's no doubt that the top speed skaters are still deeply into it. The men's winner in the 1,000-meter competition this week, 2014 Olympian Joey Mantilla, was very relieved after the event.
I'm going to sleep well tonight. Last night I was up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, tossing and turning. Just high-stress situation.
The second-place finisher in the men's 1,000, four-time Olympian and two-time gold medal winner Shawnee Davis, also says he's pleased to qualify for next month's Winter Games in South Korea. Davis, relatively old for speed skating at age 35, says he's not ready to leave the limelight.
I went out there and I fought like it was my last race in my career, and I was able to make the spot on the team. I'm very happy about that.
The women's 1,000-meter winner and two-time Olympian Heather Bergsma also is happy to be going to another Games.
Now I can breathe a little bit more, and I think I will be able to relax and have fun this week.
Women's runner-up Brittany Bowe has overcome a recent case of walking pneumonia to make the Olympics a second time.
You know, I dream about it every night, working hard every day, doing the best I can every single day, and that's all I can ask for.
Bowe says no Olympic contender has an easy ride, and all of them have personal challenges to overcome.
There are still seats all the way down.
As more than 1,300 people filled the bleachers at the Pettit Ice Center Wednesday afternoon, one of them, Sherry Olson, talked about some of the challenges. Olson's daughter, Brianna Bocox, is skating in three events this week, and Olson says it's taken many years of sacrifice to get here.
Getting up early, it's a lot of time missed from home on holidays, traveling on holidays so you can get to events to acclimate to the climate, to the culture, to the food, to the time change. It's sacrifices by not only the athlete, but their family members as well.
Olson says the upside is seeing her daughter do what she loves. Still, the amount of time and increasing financial commitment are often thought to be two of the reasons more young people aren't trying to compete in long track speed skating. Olympic hopeful Nathan Miller also mentions the challenge of mixing in academics. He's a kinesiology student at UW-Milwaukee.
It's really hard. You have to really compartmentalize what you do here at the Pettit and then when you go home and study so you can sort of separate the two worlds and get everything that you need to get done accomplished.
Jim Chapin sees another problem for speed skating. He's a longtime youth skating coach and former Olympic trials competitor who came to Milwaukee this week from St. Louis. He says too many youngsters are focused on their phones and computers.
Some of this younger generation from America has the strongest thumbs in the world from video games. And strong thumbs don't get you on Olympic teams. Strong legs get you on Olympic teams.
Still, Chapin says he has hope. He says he tries to make sure his club's skaters have fun and as much success as possible. He also says more success by the U.S. speed skating teams at this year's Olympics would boost interest in the sport, much the way wins by Wisconsin skaters like Eric Heiden, Dan Jansen, and Bonnie Blair seemed to help decades ago. U.S. teams won no long track medals at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, Russia, as skaters from the Netherlands dominated. 1,000-meter qualifier Joey Mantilla says his teammates have the right mindset heading for next month's games.
This is a chance of redemption for us. Obviously, Sochi was a disaster. I think we fixed every problem that we had in Sochi, and now at this point it's up to us. We have all the tools that we need.
And the chance, perhaps, to reignite U.S. interest in long-track speed skating. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.